just going to slide into this radio voice here for this next part.
So you had to slip into something a little more comfortable there, huh?
Yeah. A voice a little bit more comfortable for this. We have a very, very, very special guest with us today. A great friend of ours and super, super talented dude who I've sort of... In a way, our music has been parallels. Our careers kind of have been, you know, moving in parallels for a long time. This guy is my buddy Danny and his new band, The Mylars. Danny, what's going on, man?
Hey, man. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Great.
Good. Yeah. Where are you right now? You're in you're at home in Jersey?
I am home in New Jersey at Rose Dome Studios.
Nice.
No, that's I'm just home in my studio. I'm based out of Jersey. And just chilling in my slippers, man.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I remember, was the Crash Moderns one of the first bands you had that you had success with?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I had local success with, you know, bands before that. The band right before the Crash Moderns was a band called No Soap Radio. And we had so much fun with that band. We actually were on an episode of The Sopranos on HBO when that was hot. And things were kind of like, you know, seemed like they were taking off with that band, but we never really got out of like Jersey, New York. You know, it was like one of those things where, you know, some of the guys in the band had other commitments and didn't really want to tour. And that was my passion and my dream. And I think that's kind of what maybe split that band apart and, formed the Crash Moderns. It was the Crash Moderns mentality from the very beginning was, you know, Tour. It was basically like record the EP and get out on the road as soon as possible. And, you know,
that's definitely, I think, one of the first times I noticed you, because I had heard of the Crash Moderns. Actually, I had heard of the No Soap Radio, but I heard of the Crash Moderns at the time. And mm-hmm. You guys were just, you know, you were showing up everywhere. You know, you were out there working really, really hard. And the videos were top notch. I mean,
you were really on the
scene at the moment. I mean, it was awesome. It was a very cool thing.
It was cool because it came at a point in time, like I said, No Soap Radio had broken up, and I met I had known my guitar player, John, the original guitar player of the Crash Moderns, for many years before that, and we always talked about having doing a band together, but he was always in other projects, I was doing the No Soap thing, and then when No Soap was just about to break up, we did a final show, I remember, and John actually came with me to the show, and he's like, don't worry, man, as soon as this is over, we're putting this new band together, we didn't even have a name yet. And we're just going to find guys that just want to do what we want to do. Because he wanted a tour too, and nobody he could find, you know, would tour as well. So that was like really, that was the motto of the band was, you know, let's find people that just want to get out on the road and just literally bring this everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, sink or swim, let's just do this.
And that was kind of the time. I mean, that's what you had to do at that moment in time, I think. Do you feel like the touring is equally as important now?
I don't know because I haven't toured in a while.
Yeah.
I hope, I would assume that for a DIY band it would be, but I really don't know. I'm hoping to get it back out on tour. That was one of the things with Waking Heroes, which was the band after Crash Moderns. I know we'll talk about that, but you know, we never got the chance to do that. I know that when we were touring with the Crash Moderns, I mean, we started back in like 2004, late 2004, 2005, actually early 2005.
Yeah.
All the way to like 2011, and we toured and toured and toured and toured, and it made such a big difference.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of hoping that that's the way it is nowadays. I mean, that would be really encouraging.
Yeah.
But I just don't know.
I mean, we, you know, I had just got like a year or so got back from tour. We were out for 3 years straight, you know, with Man on Earth. And that's why I'm hoping that I don't really need to go and tour right now.
That's how I felt, man.
You burn out. I mean, like there's like a post-traumatic stress disorder that comes with it towards the end of it, you know.
There were nights that I would get home from the crash. Like Crash Moderns would be out for like a month straight.
Yep.
And I'd get home, and that first night home, I would literally, it would be like, I don't know, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I would wake up, and I wouldn't know where I was.
Yeah.
I would get out of the bed and go, where's the bathroom? Where's the door? Where, you know, falling over myself. You just don't know. You're so disoriented.
You're just sleeping,
you know, different places every night, and that was crazy.
But don't you miss, like, imagine, picture this, if you will. It's, you're in the middle of... St. Louis, maybe in the suburbs there, small mm-hmm. little bar. It's a Sunday night. It's cold, maybe about 40 degrees. It's raining, and it's time to load out. Don't you miss that?
I hate the cold weather, but I do miss a little bit of it. I miss going to places that, you know, normally you would never ever get to see, and you would never really expect people to be like buying your record or singing your songs back to you in like Chicago, and you're like, oh my God, like I wrote this on my couch.
Yeah.
How is this person in Chicago? How do they know the words to this? And it's very, very surreal. And it might only be 40 or 50 people, but it's still like, holy, you know, holy crap. This is happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, you see the first show in Chicago, you're playing like 25. Then the next show it's 50. Then it's 75. And you're like, wow, this is building. People are talking about this. And so that I do miss. I miss a lot.
Yeah. Do you think that with your new group, the Mylars, you guys are going to get out there and tour?
I do. I really hope so. I think it's a little bit of a different game plan this time around. I don't think, like, the Crash Moderns were kamikaze touring.
Yeah.
We threw a dart at the map, and the next day we were in the van. There was, it was very, it was just renegade touring, man. We just didn't care. We would literally play to, like, you know, a tree stump. But if they were, and it was a lot of, you know, it was a big learning experience. It was like, okay, that was bad. Let's not do that again. This was good. Let's do a lot of this. And, you know, you learn that, you know, maybe this is not the right venue for you. Maybe this is the right venue. And so I think taking that education and that knowledge I bring into the new project, there's hopefully a lot of pitfalls that I won't fall into again that I did with the Crash Moderns.
Yeah.
So you think that you won't be playing any haunted hotels?
Dude, oh my God.
We played that together. That's right.
I love haunted hotels. I'm actually going to go on a haunted tour. I don't only do haunted establishments. That was Waking Heroes was going to do a whole tour of just haunted establishments.
Really?
That never actually panned out.
So what happened with Waking Heroes? Because that was some great stuff. And it was Waking Heroes that I saw you with the Goo Goo Dolls, correct?
Actually, the Goo Goo, it's funny you say that. The Goo Goo Dolls was the last Crash Modern show.
Okay, so there was like crossover.
It was on the coast.
It was that crossover period. Yeah, we were holding on with, you know, with every last ounce of grip we had to the Crash Moderns, and it was like that 2011 period where we were like, you know, I think it's time. I think we put the, you know, we had gone through a lot of member changes, and like to me, like the heart of the Crash Moderns was that 2005 to 2000, like 9-10 period.
Yeah.
And then we were kind of holding on for dear life at that point. We were like, oh, should we keep the name? Should we not keep the name? Everybody knows the name, but is that a good thing or a bad thing? And eventually we tipped the scales to, okay, that's maybe not such a good thing anymore, because we've really done everything we could do with the Crash Moderns, everything we wanted to do. And I think for me and my guitar player at the time, who were in the Crash Moderns for a long period, we were ready to move on.
There's something liberating too about, and it's almost symbolic, you know, separating yourself from the name and something you associated with, you know, there's something, you know, completely liberating about that.
It was liberating, and it was kind of scary at the same time, because it was, you know, it was like, all right, well, am I going to be starting from scratch? Are the agents going to take the calls? Are we going to still be able to play those rooms? Are they going to be like, who is this?
Yeah.
You know how it is when you have years behind something and people know who it is. It's the familiarity that you're like, you know, you can kind of lean back on a little bit, and it's a little bit of security, and we didn't have that anymore. It was literally like a whole new thing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going this is the first time I've ever done that. I mean, I had, you know, bands before, but Man on Earth was the first, you know, thing that we had established and gone out there. And then walking away from that for myself is, you know, it's the same kind of thing. Are people going to, you know, are they, when we had our first show in January, I didn't think anybody was going to show up. You know, I'm like, why would they show up? I mean, it's like, you know, it's just, it would be like, you know, it just was weird. And the fact that they did, and the fact that, you know, it was able to do it was probably the most rewarding experience of my life, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's probably how you feel. So
it's kind of like a revitalization though. I mean, with a lot of longtime fans, they look and they say, oh, something completely different. And it brings attention back to people who may have even gotten complacent a bit.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, you know, like I said, the Crash Moderns, you know, burn the candle at every, you know, at both ends and every direction you could possibly do it. We did everything we wanted to do. And we now, you know, we always kind of seemed, you know, one step behind. We always seemed like we were just missing the boat on this. We were just missing the boat on that. I remember, you know, driving out to, we were out on tour and, you know, we were just touring. And like I said, like, just killing ourselves out there and having a blast. Don't get me wrong. We were having the best time ever. But, and I remember, you know, we were out in the Midwest somewhere and we played this all ages show because this promoter was a dear friend of ours. And we're like, you know what? We got to do this show. And we knew that a huge snowstorm was coming in. We were like, if we, you know, to explain further, the show the next night was a big, big, big show. Yeah. And it was all the way out in Idaho. And it was with Sugar Cult. And the show was really this one particular, like we would have different shows on the tour that would really finance the rest of the shows where we weren't making a lot of money.
We called them the tentpole shows.
Exactly. Yes. So this Sugar Cult show was going to literally keep us out on the road for another, you know, 2-3 weeks easy. And but we had to get through this one local show where we, you know, it was only going to be maybe 40-50 kids, and we're like, we cannot let this promoter down, we can't not go to do the show. We ended up doing the show. We got stuck in a blizzard. We left the show right at like 11 o'clock, hit the van, headed for Idaho, got stuck in a huge blizzard, never made it to Idaho. Had to come home, and we missed the show with Sugar Cult. Obviously, we didn't get, you know, the guarantee money that we were going to get, and we literally came home. We had to cancel the whole next 3 weeks of the tour. It was so that kind of stuff happened, you know, too often, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
with bands.
Throws you off. So real quick, so what happened with Waking Heroes?
So, you know, I look at Waking Heroes as like the best band that nobody ever heard of. You know what I mean? Like the Crash Moderns were so well oiled and so well groomed by the time we were done touring and doing everything we did that, you know, my guitar player and myself, you know, we said, let's roll it all the knowledge into Waking Heroes. We had been writing. We hadn't gotten a chance to go in the studio with the Crash Moderns because we were touring so much. Let's go in the studio. Let's work with the producers that we always wanted to work with. And let's just do an EP. Let's focus on 5 songs. So we went down to Atlanta. We worked with these two producers, Zach and Kenneth, who we had always admired their work. And we just stayed there for 2 weeks. And we blew this EP out. Sonic-wise, I think the quality was great. I really had high hopes for the songs. I thought the songs were where they needed to be.
Yeah.
We tried to take everything out of the equation. The production, the songs, the band was solid. Everything was great. And it just never happened. You know, we did our local shows. We did this. We did that. We tried to tour a little bit. I think in all fairness to Waking Heroes, I think that maybe I was a little burnt out with touring as much as I did with the Crash Moderns, that maybe I wasn't willing to throw the caution to the wind as much as I was with the Crash Moderns and just say, all right, you know, let's go to Arizona tomorrow. So I think Waking Heroes maybe took a little bit of the brunt of me just being kind of fried from touring for 7 years. So that fire wasn't there that was there with the Crash Moderns. The music might have been there, everything, but we never gave it the fair chance it deserved.
So you took some time off. You went away. You wrote some songs.
Yeah.
And let's take a minute here. Now that we got the past out of the way, let's refresh. Let's move into the future here. Take a quick listen. The first single is Breathe Again, correct?
Yes, it is.
All right. So let's check this out. This is the Mylars. This is Breathe Again. Mm-hmm. We're going to check this out, and then we're going to talk about all the things that are coming in the future. That was the Mylars, Breathe Again. Danny, that song is awesome, man. I love it.
Man, thank you so much.
So proud, dude.
Thank you. I really, really, really appreciate that.
So the mix on that is very cool. Who did the mixing and the recording? Where'd you do that?
Oh, well, thanks for asking. I'm happy to say, I mean, I did all the mixing and recording myself in my studio at home.
Awesome.
And it was a great, a liberating experience because, you know, I've always been in studios and I've worked with some really great engineers and some great producers, but I, you know, you're always biting your tongue going, oh, can you just do this? Can you just do that? And yeah. This project, I got to do what I wanted to do with the mix. And it was just very liberating to me, you know, to be in control and, you know, play a lot of the instruments on the record. My bass player's, on there and the drums, but pretty much everything else, all the guitars, the keyboards. I've been a keyboard player my entire life. So,
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Actually, piano's my first instrument before I even picked up a guitar. So it was just a lot of fun to be able to do that and have the final product be what I heard in my head. You know, nobody could tell me, do this, do that. No, man, I want the tambourine that loud. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And at end of the day, that's all that matters, you know?
Totally, totally.
Yeah, so it's not like sandwiches. Those are always better when mom makes them.
Oh, always better.
Right. By the way, Danny, this is our Mother's Day special, which we're doing today, talking about all the wonderful things about our moms.
Oh, my mom's meatballs, of course.
Hey, dude, when I say we run parallels, that's unbelievable because...
We just called Nate's mom.
We called my mom to talk about her meatballs. Famous meatballs.
There you go. See?
You and I need to have a mom's meatball face-off and a blind taste test challenge. Now, does your mom do a Swedish meatball or is it Italian?
No, straight up Italian.
Okay.
How about you? Is it Swedish?
She's apparently doing a Swedish one. I had no idea. She's not Swedish, so I don't know where that came from.
Okay, all right.
It was like, where did that come from?
I think if I said Swedish meatball to my mom, she'd be like, what are you talking about? Hey, it's a meatball. You know what I mean? She would,
that is not the meatball.
It's not a meatball. You put the veal, you put the bread. You know, she wouldn't get it.
But like, you know, like it doesn't taste like IKEA meatballs. You know what I mean? Those are Swedish meatballs, right? The IKEA meatballs. That's not what this tastes
those
like.
Those are frozen processed food, though.
Yeah. No, let me tell you something. There's nothing. A great Swedish meatball is fantastic.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. My mom just doesn't know how to do that. Yeah. Everything's pasta and lasagna and manigat and cavatilla. I mean, you know, my house, we're all Italian, so.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm not sure my mom knows either because it's always a little bit different, you know.
Okay.
But and so I was telling him before, I rate her on it. You know, sometimes she nails it, sometimes not so much, but that's okay. You know,
right.
You gotta keep let them know that you're watching so they keep up the consistency.
Exactly.
So is there a full band in place? When are we gonna get to see a show? What's going on? The Mylars. We want to know. We want to see you.
So the coolest thing about the Mylars, let me just do a really quick backstory. So the Mylars consist of three childhood friends. We all grew up in Union, New Jersey, a small suburban town in Union, called Union, home to good fellow Ray Liotta. He's our like proud, you know,
yeah.
Celeb. But anyway, Union's like this little place in Jersey, and we're all from this hometown. And when we were kids, we were in bands together. And, you know, we tried, you know, as kids, you know, your band where you play the school dance and you do this and do that, play the little clubs and stuff. But we obviously all went in our own direction for many years and all, you know, one guy was managing bands. One guy was my drummer is actually a sound engineer at Saturday Night Live. He does, you know, he's with NBC. And so we all went our separate ways for many years. And it's just so cool to finally all come back together and, you know, be like, let's do this. So the backstory is great. We're all from the same hometown. We all grew up going to the same record store, you know, this little mom and pop shop in the center of town. And so the three of us are, you know, it's myself, my bass player, Quig, and my drummer, Frank. And the three of us, like I said, we grew up together. We just finally welcomed a new lead guitar player into the group, Alex Marucci.
Awesome.
It's actually four Italians, which is also crazy. from Union, New Jersey, go figure.
Yeah.
And, so we're just about ready to start playing live. Actually kind of on the search for a keyboard player. So if anybody knows anybody, you know, we'd like to throw a keyboard player into the mix.
What's your website for the, do you have a website up yet? Or?
Yes, absolutely. It's themylars.com.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
So did you pick the band name because the three of you used to suck helium out of Mylar balloons?
You know, well, originally, yeah, we were looking for different band names, and we always liked, you know, those like late 70s, early 80s, like the Cars, the Smithereens, the Rembrandt, you know, like those, the bands, especially, of course, the Beatles and, you know, all that. But we always liked those kind of names, so we're... And I remember my bass player was going to an Andy Warhol exhibit. and they had this huge Mylar room where the whole entire room in Pittsburgh is all Mylar. And he basically, he's like, how about the Mylars? I was like, wow, that's really cool. And, you know, that's kind of how it stuck.
So are you guys going to do, a video for this song? Anything like that coming?
Definitely, 100%. We're just figuring it out right now. I don't know if we want to go, I kind of personally want to do the live kind of aspect of a video for this one, just so that people could see the band. And like, I like storyboarded, you know, videos a lot. I really do. But for this first video, the whole premise of the Mylars is kind of like going back to what made music great in the first place.
Yeah.
Old school. You know, when you used to see like an old, you know, Aerosmith video for a new tour and it was them on stage rocking out and you're like, oh my God, I'm so pumped for this tour.
Yeah.
And you know, the only ones really carrying that torch right now are the Foo Fighters. When you see a Foo Fighter commercial, you're like, holy crap, I got to go to this concert.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's missing, you know, with like everything that's just, you know, everything becomes so like reality TV'd out and we don't want to do that. So I think, yeah, we're just, you know, figuring it out right now, a location, a time, a place. But absolutely, to answer your question, yes, there will be a video for Breathing.
And then, and as far as how many songs did you guys record and when can we expect a record?
Okay, so there's going to be, as of right now, there's 8 songs recorded. They're all in different stages. Some still need a little bit of tracking. Some are ready to be mixed. And some are mixed and ready for mastering. We wanted to just release Breathe Again first as the launch and kind of test the waters, see what people thought of the new bands. And I guess at the end of the day, what we're thinking is probably 8 songs is going to be the max. And what we're going to do is, put it out. We're going to put a full length out because you can put a full length out at 8 songs.
Yep.
Again, thinking old school, the old vinyl records were 8 songs, 9 songs, you know, it wasn't a lot of stuff. And we want to do that. We're going to release it on vinyl, which we're so excited about.
Very cool.
So probably like around the same time, you know, hopefully you'll be releasing your record, you know, in the late summer, something like that. We'll release full length on vinyl and, we'll also, you know, have it for sale digitally on iTunes and everything else. But, I want people to be able to hold the record in their hand and have like a lyric sheet that they can actually read. You know what I mean?
Oh, that experience is, yeah. I mean, we're old school like that. I mean, we're album guys, you know what I mean? So
totally. And when you walk into like, you know, when you walk into Barnes & Noble nowadays and you see 3 aisles of vinyl again, you're like, yes, it's coming back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we want to be part of that, you know, because again, you know, the 3 of us met basically in the aisles of this mom and pop record shop looking at vinyl as kids. And to bring that back full circle, it means so much to us, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. I love it. I can't wait for it. I love the song. I think it's great.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. And, you know, always been an admirer and a supporter of you, dude. So you're great people.
Thank you. That means a lot, guys. Really.
Yeah, when you do tour, I got you in Denver.
Oh, dude, I would love to come back to Denver. A lot of fun in Denver.
Mike's will give you a tour of his studio right there. It looks like there's a shower and a toilet.
Yeah. You know, I'd like to be able to shower in my studio.
Yeah, that's some people would pay a lot of money for that. That's like luxury right there. You know?
I love it, dude. You have to sleep on
the floor. I need a cappuccino machine in here.
That's all you need is a cappuccino machine. Well, yeah.
In an intern.
So Danny, before we go, just real quick, I need you to promise on the air right here for everybody that we are going to do a Don't Believe in Ghosts and the Mylar show together at some point.
I'm hoping that you would give us the honor of that being our first show would be with you guys.
I hope so, man. That would be awesome. I would absolutely love it. I would love it.
We would too. Well, you know, hopefully, you know, we're looking like maybe middle of the summer we'll be ready.
Let's do it. Yeah,
just putting the final touches on things right now.
Let's do it. Awesome, man. You're the best. Thank you so much for hanging with us. Real quick, give people some social media stuff as to how they can get in touch with you.
Okay, so really, really simple. TheMylars.com. And right now, that will take you to the Facebook page because we're still building the website. But it just keeps it simple. Go to TheMylars.com. It'll lead you right to the Facebook page. Please like the page. Please listen to the song. you know, give it a comment, you know, and that's all we ask is that people like it. If you do like it, you share it. And that means a lot. And that's what it's all about, you know, keeping the scene alive. And I really want to thank you guys so much for doing what you guys do. You know, I've been listening to the show a bunch and you guys are killing it. I love all the music you're playing. So
thanks, dude. We're just, you know, just needed a place to sit, and it's an excuse for Mike's and I to hang out again while we're not on tour. You know what I mean?
Nice.
That's true.
And just tell our stories and have fun and play music. But we will be playing the Mylars, and the Mylars have been added to Radio Buzz 101, so it will be spinning on here constantly as of now. So
very good,
dude. You rock. You're amazing. Thank you so much for hanging with us. Anytime you want to come on, anytime you want to come on, anything you got to promote, dude. This is your home right here. We love you, man.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes. We'll be right back with more The Reset.